Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA playoffs, fights, and even next season's futures. And don't forget that the MLB is back as well. Who are you picking to win the World Series? BetOnline is your continued source for all of your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts. Hello everyone and welcome to 100's Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Laters, and today I'm talking about the New York Jets, Jets, and their 2022 draft needs. But before I get started, if you enjoy this video or this episode of the podcast, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single day on Facebook and YouTube. Check out our podcast, thanks to the Believe Podcast Network. We're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio, or anywhere you listen to podcasts. And, of course, our Instagram account, at 100football on IG. We got clips of all of our shows. Also, of course, if you want to connect professionally, if you want to interact with us in a more professional manner, we have a LinkedIn page now at 100football. So go over there and check us out if you have that account. So let's get into it, man. The Jets. Oh, not the greatest year overall in 2021 for the Jets. You know, they got Zach Wilson, and it didn't pan out the greatest with the whole team. Went 4-13, new head coach, Robert Saleh, and Zach Wilson. It didn't work, right? 4-13 your first season, that ain't good. But it's a new year. They went into free agency. They got some pieces. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about who is coming on over from a team in 2021 to the Jets this year. We have Greg Zuerlein from the Cowboys coming over, Jordan Whitehead, Javonte Moffatt, CJ Uzomah, and Laken Tomlinson, the left guard from the 49ers. So not a whole lot of pickups, but I like the Tomlinson one. Uzomah was good for the Bengals last year. So I think that even though it was kind of limited with who they've got, I think that they helped out their team a lot there. Some players that they have lost, they lost Blake Cashman, Marcus May, Morgan Moses, and Gerard Davis as well as Jameson Crowder and Ryan Griffin. So they have lost a handful of players. And also they've gained Solomon Thomas, DJ Reed, Jacob Martin, and Tyler Conklin. So I like what they've done. Like I said, they've lost a few guys, and they've re-signed a laundry list of guys. It would take me 10 minutes to go through all these guys they've done. But you know what? I'm going to do a speed run just for you, the fans, and I'm going to tell you who all they have re-signed. All right. Whew, here we go. Braxton Berrios, Javelin Gurdy, Tim Ward, Nick Bowden, Eddie Pinero, Elijah Riley, Jeff Smith, Mike White, Greg Sinat, Nathan Shepard, Will Parks, Tevin Coleman, Connor McDermott, LaMarcus Joyner, Dan Freeney, and, of course, Joe Flacco. So, you know, like I like to try and give more in-depth analysis, but we're here to talk about the team and not the players. So going into the draft. Oh, they have a lot of draft picks, and they have a lot of work to do. All right, let's do a bet. So in the first round, they have two selections, picks 4 and picks 10. In the second round, pick 35 and 38. Round 3, pick 69. Pick 4, or in the fourth round, picks 111 and 117. And in the fifth, selections number 146 and 163. So, where do they go from here? Who do you go with? I mean, it's hard. It's hard to pick who they're going to go with fourth because you don't know who the other three are going to select. It really is, but we're not here to go with just players. We're here to go with positions and their biggest needs, right? So ideally, I think you would like to get an edge rusher overall with your first selection and get somebody who can really help out your team and be a reckoning ball on defense. So hopefully I can get that edge rusher, presumably with that number 4 overall selection.
Tons of people take multivitamins, but it's important to choose one that is top quality. With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to start your day right. Their special blend of ingredients supports gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, energy, recovery, focus, and aging. It's also lifestyle-friendly and fits a wide range of diets. There's only 1 gram of sugar and no chemicals or artificial anything. Reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/believe. That's B-L-E-A-V. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/believe. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Athletic Greens, take ownership of your health.
Then at number 10, I feel like they should maybe go with the wide receiver out. You can get a top-tier wide receiver at that selection. I mean, you can get someone really talented, really dynamic at 10, and I feel like that would really help out both sides of the ball. They also need to help out their offensive line. You got to protect Zach Wilson. He was getting hurt. He was getting hit. I mean, the guy was running for his life, so you got to protect him. I know they got Tomlinson, which is a great pickup. I love that move, but you got to help him out too. Got to look at the safeties, right? You got to help out there. You got to help out your secondary also with your corners and your safeties. So you got a lot of room to work with here. You have a couple, like I said, you got a lot of selections. They're all very good. I mean, you got 4 selections in the top 40. I mean, right there, you can address the majority of your main needs right there. You can get a wide receiver, an edge rusher, a corner, a safety, an offensive line. I mean, you can really knock those out the park right there if you want to. And then, I mean, you still have a whole lot of selections. You still have your third round pick, your 2 fourth rounds, and then both of your fifth rounds to really just kind of see what else you need. So the Jets are in a prime. I mean, this is a can't-miss opportunity. You have to get this right. You have to. The Jets have not been very good for a long time. Everyone knows this. But this, by God, this is the chance to turn this ship around, right? To get it back on track and start sailing in the AFC East. The Jets have been, it's been a rough go at it for a long time. They have a very good core. I see what they're trying to do. And if you can get some dynamic players in this draft, you can't miss on 2 top 10 selections. And then also you have some really good hits in the second round. You got to make do with it, man. You have to make this right. You have to get it going. And as a football fan, right, you know, we all hope that the teams who've struggled for a long time, we hope that they get things good. And we like to see them succeed, right? Look at the Bengals last year. I mean, the Bengals picked number 1 overall a couple of seasons ago, and they were in the Super Bowl last year. I'm not saying the Jets could do that, but I'm saying it's happened. So if you're the Jets, go with an edge rusher, go with a wide receiver, help out your corner, your safety, your offensive line, and then, you know, just fill the holes out beside that. Keep going, maybe get some more wide receivers, offensive linemen here or there. I mean, you got a ton of selections. I hope you make the best of them. And I hope that the Jets get back to their winning ways, because it would be good for football. And we'll see what they can do. It's going to be very interesting, though, in the NFL draft in 2022.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
So if you're watching, please leave a comment. Who will the Jets go with? Who will the Jets go with, right? Put who they would go for number 4 and the number 10.
I love to hear who you have in your mind. So we'd love to interact with you, talk with you more. The draft is less than a week away. It is going to be fun to watch. And it's going to be exciting to see who the Jets get. Like I said, I've been your host, Logan Layers. If you enjoy this video or sub to the podcast, please like, comment, share, subscribe. We live each and every single day. Y'all already know on Facebook and YouTube. And our podcast, we will anywhere you lift the podcast every single day. 15 minutes, well, about 10 to 15 minutes, all the way up to an hour, just depending on what we're talking about, who we're talking to. Because, I mean, we got outstanding draft content, draft profiles, team drafts like we're doing here, right? Draft needs, legends interviews with the game's greatest players, some also, and just also some amazing people that we talk with. It's not just football players. We talk with amazing just people in their community, people in the community, other sports stars. And so it's always fun that our guy Bobby Butler talks with some of his friends and some other guys about just life and about the game that we all like with football, and then just how their lives have been. It's a good listen to. It's a good watch each and every single week. Our guy Vince Turner does a great job of the outstanding history specials. I'm talking about, if you want to hear about your favorite player that you were watching growing up, right? If you were a big fan of the Seahawks safety back in 1985, he's going to cover it, right? He does a top-tier job doing research, watching the players from his personal experience, and then really having a great product out there each and every week. So go over there, support the channel. We thank you all so much. Like I said, I'm your host, Logan Lewis. Have a great day, everyone, and we'll talk to you again on another live episode. See you soon.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on, and who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.